Learn how to build your faith on God's word and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time. As you listen to the senior pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's word to work for you.
Take your seat this morning. Glory to God. Amen. All right, it's good to be back home. Amen. All right, it's good to be back home. It was my first time of being in 20 years. In fact, in 21 years, because September will make it 21 years we've been operating as a ministry. Yeah. So this trip was the first time in 21 years that I'll miss 3 Sundays on a go. It's the first time in 21 years. And I heard that you guys were having a ball. You enjoyed yourselves. You had such a great time. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'll be doing it regularly. Amen. I heard you guys were having such a great time. I wanted to extend my ticket and just stay some more. Amen. Because some people thought I went on vacation. I didn't go on vacation. I'm still going to go on vacation. I'm still trying to go on vacation. It wasn't vacation. It was a work trip for me. We flew, you know, America is far. I went to America. So it's a very far place. So we flew like almost 2 days trip. You know how it is. We landed on one day in the night. The next morning, I drove 9 hours for a conference. 9 hours drive. You know when you drive and drive and drive, even yourself, you know, say, the road tire, you tire. 9 hours drive straight to a conference. After the conference, of course, two, three days conference, we drove 9 hours back. Nearly we got back to our base. The next day, we drove under 4 hours to another place again to preach, then did conference, then drove back 4 hours, then like that. And I flew to Chicago for another conference, came back the next night. The next day again, I flew to Canada, preached there. I mean, met our church folks there. So it was a work trip, so I'm going to go on vacation. So please, I need your permission. That's what I'm telling you all the long story. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you so that when you disappear again, you will understand. I'm joking, amen. All right. But it's good to be back home. I missed everybody. Wow. There's no place like home. Hallelujah. No place like home. I know it's not everybody that missed me, but the people that miss me, I miss you too. If you didn't miss me, it means I don't miss you. Fire for fire. But it's good to be back home. This morning, you know, we'll be having Soul Carnival. By the way, I want to appreciate everybody in this church for the Soul Carnival. The effort you guys are putting in. Amazing. I've been seeing the pictures on social media and all that. Great job. In case you don't know, Soul Carnival is the whole month we're dedicating to reaching out to preaching the gospel. Listen, if you are a born-again Christian, evangelism is a core part of what you are called to do. Unfortunately, most Christians today know more about prosperity than about evangelism. Evangelism is a core part of your Christianity. And it will make sense that you live and die on this earth and you never have the experience of leading somebody to Christ. It doesn't make sense. We are cheating you if we don't help you to understand that. When they were mentioning the armor we have in God, they said put on the whole armor of God. Part of the armor that was mentioned was having the preparation to preach the gospel of peace. That what you have on your feet. That means for a believer, at every point in time, you are ready to preach. DJ, can you bring that up quickly? At every point in time, you are ready to preach. So, we are depriving you. Many Christians of today, you know, they know about prosperity. They know about many miracles. They know about marriage, you know, but they don't know about evangelism. So, we are doing it all month long. If you have not been a part of it, I don't know if they still have a day. They are still going out. We're going all through. So, please, join a family. Join one of the groups. You know, go out with them. Even if you don't know how to, if you go with somebody that knows how to, you will see how to. That's how it is. Nobody, they didn't give up to any of us knowing how to preach. Praise God. The first few times I evangelized, I had crammed everything I wanted to say. John 3:16. And if you interrupt me, I have to start again from the beginning. Because I had crammed it. But it was by going out with other believers that I started learning how to do it. And I also started taking other believers with me. They too started learning how to do it. That's how we do it. So you must know how to evangelize. Even in your own simple words. It mustn't be a powerful or perfect sermon. What gets people saved is not your sermon, it's the Holy Spirit. You are just creating a platform. You are just being like a vessel to allow the Holy Spirit to move. Sometimes you might even be saying total rubbish, and the Holy Spirit will still move and convict the person. Are you getting this, guys? Very important. Can I ever forget one day when one of my old friends, in fact, his nickname was Siga. When somebody's nickname is Siga, you can't be asking me what his hobby is. He was very black, like you know he has been smoking. Siga. So we're both unbelievers doing all the bad things. I don't want to go into the bad things. I did plenty of bad things. So I was now born again. He came to visit me and I was preaching to him. I didn't even know what I was just saying. I was just sharing with him how great God is, how good is he. I mean, as we're talking and talking, we're walking, and he told me not to stop. I should continue talking. As we were walking, he came that day to visit me to take me to go and groove. So when he was calling that he's coming, I said, come. He thought he was coming to take me to groove. But by the time he came, I'm the one that grooved him in the Lord. So as we were preaching, as I was talking to him, as we were talking, he would just put his hand in his pocket. He would throw away his lighter. I didn't tell him to throw away lighter. I was just talking about God. He would just throw away lighter. So walk. Next thing, he put his hand in his pocket, throw away a packet of cigarette. Because he brought a packet because we were going to groove. He threw away a packet of cigarette. He was just throwing away all his sin as we were walking. Hallelujah. And he got born again. You know what I'm saying? He's a great Christian today. So what I'm trying to say is that you need to experience that joy of leading someone to Christ. Let's see what he says. He said, wherefore take you unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. He said, I haven't done all to stand. I want to mention the armor. Okay? DJ, I want to mention the armor of God. Okay. And take the what? Helmet of salvation. And what? Which is the word of God. And what? Therefore, put on every piece. How many pieces should you put on? Put on every piece. Many Christians just wear one or two. And you don't need one or two when you go to battle. You need all the pieces. So therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you'll be able to resist the enemy in the evil day. Then after the battle, you'll be standing firm. So stand your ground, putting on the belt of what? Putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. Okay, it says, for shoes, put on what? The peace that comes what? From the good news, so that you will be what? Fully prepared. Give me King James of that. It says, and your feet shod with what? The preparation of what? Of the gospel of peace. That means you must always be ready to share this gospel. As a matter of fact, the whole idea is that wherever God takes you to, you should preach. That's why it's on your feet. Wherever God takes you to should become your platform, should become your stage. Every believer is actually a minister. This is my own stage. But you too have a stage. I believe Pastor Gideon talked about this last week. You too have a stage. Don't get confused about the activities of this life and let it, you know, distract you. Let's see James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. James 4, 13 and 14. It says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city. They're saying, you know, you have great plans. There are people that have great plans for their life. You know, this is what I'll do, this is what I'll become. And there's nothing totally bad with that. It's just that it must be balanced. If it's not balanced, then it becomes a problem in itself. Some people have great plans. I'll be this, I'll do this, I'll get married, I'll have this amount of kids. You know, the kids will go to this school. You know, I'll go to something and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. You see, they're saying there's some people that have such great plans for their life, and there's nothing bad with that. See the next verse. He says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. He said, for what is your life? It is even what? A vapor that does what? Appeareth for a time and then do what? So that's what we're talking about this morning. Your life is like a vapor. Let's see the summary of our lives. DJ, can we blow the thing now? I want to show you what this scripture is saying. How short a vapor stays. So just watch this summary of our lives on the earth. Okay. You can stop. What the Bible is saying is that you can see this vapor or smoke or whatever. It said today it is, and in a short time, the ones on the stage are already gone. The Bible is trying to say, that's the summary of our life. That's how short
our life is. That one don't they born to true. That one be born. I'm joking. Praise God.